What do you know about Frankie Lyman, man? Wow, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, your range in music, man, is great.
I just love music so much.
I have so much fun back here. I mean, Frankie Lyman, man. When I first started hearing it, I said, that sounds like Frankie Lyman. I know he can't be playing Frankie Lyman. But anyway, man, you know, 71 years ago today, one of the darkest chapters in mankind took place. As the United States dropped the second nuclear bomb on Japan. You know, 2 days earlier, the first of the bombs was dropped on Hiroshima. Hundreds of thousands of people were mutilated. And died. And, you know, by the end of 1945, the bombing had killed an estimated 150,000 people in Hiroshima and a further 74,000 in Nagasaki. In the years that followed, many of the survivors would face leukemia, cancer, or other terrible side effects from the radiation. Man, can you imagine 145,000 people dying? And then turned around 2 days later, after Japan had capitulated, we then turned around and dropped another bomb on Nagasaki. The uranium bomb detonated over Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, yield equaled 15,000 tons of TNT. It raised and burnt around 70% of all buildings and caused an estimated 140,000 deaths by the end of 1945. A slightly larger plutonium bomb exploded over Nagasaki. 71 years ago today, they dropped a bomb over Nagasaki. And leveled 6.7 square kilometers of the city and killed 74,000 people by the end of 1945. The ground temperature reached 4,000 degrees, and radioactive rain poured down. If a nuclear weapon were to be detonated over a city today, first responders, hospital, firemen, and organizations would simply be unable to help. This powerful video by the Red Cross explains why. You know, how do you, after that, and I know that there are American people who don't like to hear this, but how can we dare tell Iran that you can't have a nuclear weapon? Because if you have one, we're going to attack you. When we have 7,000 ourselves, and we're the only people who ever used nuclear weapons. How do you reconcile that? You know, I have people who sometimes don't like the things that I say, but they can't argue with me on these things because it makes no sense at all. We're worried about the other nations of the world using nuclear weapons. We're the only ones who ever used them and have one of the biggest stockpiles and the most modern stockpiles today. Have we not learned from that? It's a fair question. When we knew all of those people that were liquidated, we dropped the first one and we saw the major damage that occurred 2 days earlier. And we saw that. And then Japan was looking to say, you know, uncle, we don't want anymore. We decided to drop another one. Man, 71 years ago, the power that unleashed, that was hell on earth, liquidated people. I remember reading things about what took place there as a child. Just shadows of people on walls. Nothing else. And the bombs we have now, so much more powerful. Why are we still producing nuclear weapons? Can somebody, you know, tell me? 844-967-2789. Why? You know, well, you know, other people have them. Yeah, they do. But those people have them because we were the first ones with them. And people feared because we're the only ones who ever used them, that we would use them again. And they didn't want to be left without. We created this nuclear proliferation. The United States did. We were the first ones with them, and we've never been without them since. And so we're the number one and number two with the most potent nuclear arsenal on Earth, the most up-to-date. Total destruction is what it wrought. Our phone line is open, 844-967-2789. You know, 71 years ago today. And you know, my thing is we don't talk about it enough. Maybe if we did, we'd bring enough pressure on our government to back off. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.